What's the stuff you put in to make it rise?
Yeast. Like, just see those little squares of yeast? You just get a square about the size of bookmatches for a penny. Eastman's yeast.
Okay. Now, how about the kind of bread you buy at the store? What kinds of bread can you buy at the store?
What kinds of types?
Yeah.
Well, you can get a whole wheat bread, rye bread, cinnamon bread, raisin bread,
How about the most popular kind?
Well, I think white bread. I know in our younger days we used to have that long narrow loaf, we used to call it Vienna, but it was a long, slim, with a little line drawn across.
How would you distinguish bread that isn't made at home? What would you call that? It isn't homemade bread, it's...
No, it's bakery bread. Or store bread, bakery bread, I think we'd call it. Or store bread and bakery bread, or bought bread.
How about the things you buy that have a hole in the middle? What do you call these?
Donuts. Well, the kids used to call them sinkers, too.
Okay. Must a donut have a hole in the middle to be a donut? In your mind?
Now, let me see.
Must have a hole?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. How about if some of these have the same sort of thing as you have on the top of a cake? What do you call that?
Frosting.
Okay. How about a long rectangular thing with frosting on it, about this big, about that high?
A long john?
Yeah. Do you remember how long... Did you just try to remember how far back in your mind that word goes? Remember that word when you were a small boy?
When I went to grammar school. I was a small boy then. I was 13 when I was graduated from grammar.
Okay. So it goes back pretty far then.
Yeah.
At least, do you remember, did your mother used to use the word too before that?
No. My mother used to make them. We used to call them... at home we used to call them fry cakes.
Okay.
And they were filled. Oh yes, another name they had for these fry cakes. They were similar to the in the dough to the donuts, but they had jelly or filling with jelly and prunes. We used to call them, some of them called Bismarcks. They used to call them too. Did you ever hear that name, Bismarck?
Yeah, sure. How about the ones that are twisted, something like that? And they might have sugar on the top of them.
Oh, I know what they are. I've eaten them. They have a dough similar to a donut, but they're frosting out.
Did you ever hear the word crawler used?
A crawler.
Crawler, okay.
I think a crawler, yes. Yeah. C-R-U-L-L-E-R, I think that's a crawler. First I thought you said a crawler.
Yeah, well that's why I've heard that pronunciation.
Crawler?
Yeah, I've heard that.
We used to call it crawler.
Yeah, that's far more common. I've only had one person call it a crawler, but I thought it might be significant.
You've heard it called crawler,
C-R-U-L-L-E-R. Popular in the East, though. That's the term you call in the East. How about just the thing that you eat with coffee? It might have frosting on it, might have a little jelly on the top. It's about very thin. You buy these at the bakery. You see them a lot in restaurants.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they call it Danish.
Okay.
Danish. I can't think of that word now.
Danish pastry.
Danish pastry. Yeah, that's right. Danish pastry.
What's a sweet roll to you?
A sweet roll is usually associated with a breakfast.